Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here this Sunday evening. Well, evening in the UK. It's a little bit later where I am because I'm in Norway at the moment. It's actually, oh no, I said that wrong, didn't I? It's 8 p.m. in the UK, 9 p.m. in Norway time. And I've got Nick Humphries with me. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd tag along for a bit of a laugh.
Just a laugh?
Well, I'm to work.
Well, we've had a laugh, haven't we?
We've certainly had a laugh.
You know,
I continue to do so.
Well, yeah, I mean, I watched you sleep, well, trying to sleep again earlier on today. You know, we had this discussion on Friday when you were sleeping, when I was working hard.
Yeah.
And you just tried to do it again.
Yeah, needs must.
Well, needs must. I was polishing your, well, I'll call it halo for the listeners, but we know what's on top, don't we?
Yeah,
not a lot. Well, yes, we are live in Norway because we are out here on tour. We've had a wonderful 2 days. Nick, would you agree with that?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we've met some wonderful people.
Superb.
And we've got some people with us again today live in the studio. So, well, it's not Studio 1, that's for sure. The Studio Makeshift 3, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
So, everybody in the room, do you want to say hi?
Hi!
Wow, you're that? My God.
Yeah, good.
Isn't it a loving live audience, Nick?
Oh, it's makes it more energetic.
I hope that you said that. I think you may see something else, and I was thinking, well, this is a family show, mate.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do, Nick. But anyway, you know, as I said, we are live in Norway. We've had a wonderful few days. Well, should we just tell our listeners what we've been doing these last few days since Thursday? Since we arrived here Thursday?
We did, yeah. We flew in reasonably
late. Oh, early in the morning.
To 11, minus 11.
Well, minus 11 is cold, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were picked up by a friendly lady.
Well, should we talk about that first?
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about that because, well, Nick, you know, in the UK, we have to have two hands on the wheel, feet on the, you know, on a pedal.
It's illegal to use your phone while you're driving.
It is very illegal in the UK. I don't know Norway. Is it illegal, guys, to drive in Norway on your phone?
It is.
Well, let's talk about this, shall we? I might be saying that, Mike. She wasn't hands-free.
She was on hands-free.
So is that okay, guys, in Norway, being on a hands-free set?
Right, okay. That's
okay. Okay, so you were legal. That's the main thing. Well, okay, so we arrived, and the first thing first was a wave through the window, and me being stopped by customs.
Yes. And because I said, they pulled me at the customs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd pull you. Look at you.
No, you look dodgier than me.
Well, obviously, because I got pulled first. But anyway, you know, they scanned their cases, and that was it, wasn't it?
It was pretty frightening seeing our cases going through the scanners when you realise that actually we've got our headphones, our leads, probably a couple of cans of deodorant or something in our bags that look like bomb-making equipment. It was quite frightening. And then they said, what are you doing here? We're like, just visiting friends, which we are.
Well, we are. We are friends, aren't we? Are we friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we was just visiting friends. And, you know, so we was let out by the customs.
We were let out.
You know,
rabid dogs.
Well, let's rewind a bit. I got stopped by customs on the way here.
I know.
Gatwick Airport,
yeah.
Had me. What did those two cans of Coke in my bag? Would you believe two cans of Coke that I got for Nick?
I get them. I drink Coke.
Are you drunk on the way up?
Oh, yeah. I needed it.
Well, I had two for you. See, and I packed two because I was thoughtful like that. Nice.
Yeah.
No, I packed two cans of Coke each.
Yeah.
A couple of Snickers each. And we was on our way. on the road. Like I sang, we're on the road to nowhere. You know that one? But we're on a road to nowhere. Instead of nowhere, I don't mind. Anybody.
I
go back to sleep.
I'm used to your singing, so I just turn myself off.
Ah, you switch.
Yeah.
I know. Like I like switching to work today.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get over to Norway, -11, in the car, crazy lady, on the phone. First things first, she says to us, "Can you see the state of my car?" What do you think of that, Nick?
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Okay. It's a family show after all.
Yeah. Let's start, you know, she's been driving us around.
She has.
Handbrake turns, round those bends.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, missing the milk truck.
Airpin bend.
Yep.
On the phone.
Yep.
Talking on the phone.
Looking in the rearview mirror. Yep.
Rearview mirror.
She can't see out of the rearview mirror because
it's dirty.
But
she never had a glass or something.
No, I know.
How did she see the milk float?
I don't know.
Oh, was that what kind of was going, whoa! But anyway, she drove us around safe.
We're still here.
We're still here.
Yeah.
In spirit as well.
Yeah.
And it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was interesting.
You got my arm.
So your arm?
Yeah. Throw it back.
No. Well, the one that he was gripping hold of.
Yeah.
And I gripped all yours. And he was like, please, no, like that.
It was a bit like Scooby-Doo, where Scooby-Doo jumps to Shaggy's arm.
It was a little bit. But then the funniest thing was then, you know what she says to us? She said to us, "Oh look, it's a bit slippery. Let me put my foot down." Going up the hill last night.
Yeah.
Remember that laughing up that hill?
She told us that the tyres had no grip.
Yeah. And that's what she said. The one thing is going flat.
We just stopped at the garage to put air in.
We did. Well, I was such a gentleman. I did.
You got out and done
that. No, nice.
You know what? She's been making us breakfast every morning.
She has.
And
this morning though, she was late.
She was late. But she's been working hard.
She has been working hard.
Yeah. She's been put up with us.
That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, that is hard.
My God. Yeah, I feel sorry for her.
But the night, was it not last night, the night before? She 1 o'clock in the morning, she made me soup.
I know. I went to bed.
I knew you went to bed. I had your bowl. It was.
You ate my soup, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I also, not that she knows this, but I had your egg this morning to make it look like you'd eaten and you had something.
I know, I had a piece of bread this morning. I only had a piece of bread this morning. I give half to Sheba.
I had three eggs.
Sheba's the dog. He had to have three eggs to make it look like he had two. How greedy is he? So, you know, that's now you're the cat's in the bag, don't
it? I couldn't hold that one any longer.
Containment. Well, no, we've been doing some demonstrations. It's been fun, haven't it?
Oh, absolutely incredibly good fun.
So let's talk about these demonstrations, because we've been doing readings. We've been doing demonstrations.
We've also went to somebody's house because there was movement with spirit there. We went there and helped them clear that energy.
Yeah, oh, that was fun.
I enjoyed that. Lovely family.
Yeah, they were.
Really lovely family.
You know, the best thing about doing a clearing of what happened yesterday, because we got these people who was with us yesterday.
Yeah.
Was afterwards. Did you find, guys, afterwards it was nice? You got me scared. You can't speak.
Oh.
Oh.
Now he's dead.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't stop
you. Don't stop us now. We haven't.
If you say anything out of time, you know, you shouldn't do it. Just tell you to shut up.
Yeah. This is the Mike Davis psychic knee show I have, you know.
Yeah.
Mike Davis is on. That's me. My show.
Yeah. All things.
There's another song in there. All things bright and beautiful. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
It's hard work, isn't it? So yeah, we've been doing some demonstrations. Today's been an interesting day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though you ate my egg, it's been an interesting day.
Yeah, it has.
Well, you know, tell us what we've been doing.
We've been doing a workshop on mediumship and trance.
Yeah.
Letting go of a bit of emotion.
We did not talk about that.
No, I'm just in general, because we all felt emotion.
We dealt a lot with emotions.
We learned about the connection to the spirit world and bringing you gave some readings.
Yeah, that was great.
It was really good.
So today we done a workshop all day. You only just finished the workshop, for me.
Yeah, a couple of hours ago we finished.
Yeah.
That's why I need to put my head down.
That's your excuse. Okay. So tomorrow is another big day. Yeah. I'm Brooke with us live in HF Studio 4. Four.
Yeah.
What's on tomorrow? What's on the agenda? Do you want to come a bit closer so the listeners can actually listen to you?
Oh, you want me closer now?
Move your body real close until... Yeah, okay.
I'm close to you now. I'm close
okay,
now.
Whoa, slow down, all that goes. Kerry, you listening?
I know, hi, Kerry.
I'm good job, you can't watch. don't touch my hot chocolate.
I'm ready for you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm his, I'm doing everything for this, too.
She's
a mum.
Yeah, I am a mum. I'm not like a mum. I'm
mum
to six children, so I am a mum. So I know how to treat boys. So.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
What was you asking about?
Well, what's going on tomorrow? The night?
I am.
We got reading.
Yeah, we have reading.
Healing. And then
healing.
And then in the evening, it's midnight. It's another round with trans mediumship.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
It's my night. I thought it was
yeah, but it was like when I was coming, you were coming here, we were picking up just a few hours before you come. Your producer just told me that we are actually going to have a live medium show here, and we did, but I didn't know about it. So now I can have some surprises for you guys.
Surprise!
Yeah, you love surprises.
But us, you say?
Yeah.
Maybe you should use a bag of money next.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or even a lottery ticket,
big bag of sweets.
Oh, we haven't got a sweets. We had sweets Friday.
I
would tell you.
I don't want any more chocolate.
You're a big liar. You have chocolate cake. You have.
I don't like cake.
Mascarpone cake. Like you have ice cream.
Oh, we've had ice cream.
You have dinner.
Well, we've just had some lovely dinner.
Yeah.
We have an orphan. And
you have
done some lovely dinner.
You have banana. You have a crisp or chips, what you call it in England.
Crisps.
Thank you. And you have pasta.
I got my hot chocolate. Hot chocolate's nice. I like that.
I don't think you're missing anything.
I know.
Except of Kerry.
I'm missing Kerry,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. That's
I miss Kerry.
Yeah.
Did you miss Helen?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Every second tick, I miss them all.
He just says, when I am in sleep.
Does he?
Yeah, it's Norbert, then he's
coming. Hang on. How do you know?
You are sleeping here
next.
In my center.
We've already established Friday. You sleep heavy because I came in. I'm following with your
ear. Yeah, trying to help you because you were late.
So how did it go? I think we sneaked in and went, Helen.
Yeah, that's
Helen.
It's a kind of thing.
It was so nice.
Yeah. But this is love. This is love.
It must be love.
Right, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna make everybody in the room go, ah, right? This is my daughter. She is lovely.
Yeah.
You've shown us that for 10 times a day.
I think
you've missed her.
Almost away.
I know.
Actually, I'd like to say a big thank you to Helen because she's actually cleared a problem I've had for several years with my ear by sticking needles in me.
Mm-hmm.
Pink cushion.
Yeah, with acupuncture. I've never had acupuncture and I've got a phobia of needles. Don't like them. But for some reason, she said, I'm going to help you and I'm going to stick needles in. And I had no fear at all. Just,
yeah.
She accused me of looking a bit faint, and so I was going to faint. No, I wasn't. And then she was doing this rather vigorous movement with the muscles in my
neck. Yeah, you know. She's no teacher, she knows what to do.
It's a good job she knows what to do, because otherwise I would be in a lot of trouble.
She
do. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine going on that little after you.
Awesome.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
It would be.
But so, thank you, man. It's great. I know you're going to do another session tomorrow.
Session?
Yeah.
Session?
Yeah, another session. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you want to tell me?
I didn't do it because you don't. I'm not sure I like needles
either. I don't mind needles, me personally, but I promise somebody I wasn't going to have a needle, so I'm not going to have it then.
Okay.
April.
April?
April.
Why not now?
Yeah, why?
Actually, it's gone like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I'm
behind
it.
Yeah,
oh, and don't disappoint me. Yeah. Don't mean you were, we were friends.
You have to do it now.
Yeah. No,
you can
we're
do
doing
it live now.
No, in April. Kerry will go mad. If
no,
I open
we were the camping.
Okay. Well, I think we should speak to some of these other Norwegian people in direct line.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I know that we got somebody here that was listening last night. Friday. And it just pulled me up outside, actually. Because, you know Friday, and I vouched I'll learn Norwegian language.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. I thought I'd done well speaking Norwegian language. Brichter, when you see now what I said live on air.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a week.
Yeah.
Okay. We do.
Yeah. You say it to me and I'll say it live on air again.
Okay.
Jai.
Har.
Sir.
Gumpa.
Which means I've got a fat ass.
No.
It does.
No.
Because my friend just told me.
A sweet ass.
A sweet ass. Now, I have you know everyone, okay?
Is it sweet or
I have sweet ass. They had me saying that live on air Friday. Do you want to come up with you, my friend, and talk to us about this? Because I can't believe that I was being so nice to everyone learning Norwegian. I'm saying I got a sweet ass.
Actually, she was telling you that you got fat ass.
She was.
Yeah.
You know, we were just getting messages in the chat room. Behave you lot. You're on radio. We are on radio, guys. Come on, let's have a bit of decorum. I know I got a sweet ass, Brichter, but there's no need for me to say live on here.
But you know, it wasn't me.
Where is she tonight? Where is she tonight? She's not here, is she? She's not here tonight, is she? Because she knows. She knows that I have a friend, you know.
I would never let anyone do that.
You wouldn't. Well, we're going to do some readings today, you mean, Nick?
We are, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
That's right.
But before we do, we do have a wonderful producer in the background called Ken. He is helping me, because we are running a show from Norway tonight. We're trying hard. And he's going to help me. He's going to play the music. Aren't you, my friend Ken? He doesn't know this yet, but he's going to know it now, isn't he? So I think we should go to a short music break. And I will apologize to you all about... I hear that there is some crackling and not some very good sound tonight. But stay with us. We'll do our very best. So hit that button, Ken.
The best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame, yeah. As the world. You can run the
mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're dead in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And the world's gonna know your name.
FM. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spurred FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespurred.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yeah, I am looking forward to meeting you there, and I know that Campy's looking forward to meeting you there. If you want tickets to that fantastic event, you know, it promises to be, well, very good, doesn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
You know, you can either, this says, contact me direct, mike@mikespurred.fm, or go simply to www.nick-humphreys.com, and that's where you can purchase these tickets. You can also go to Facebook, search for Angela Howells. Angela Howells on Facebook, and you'll be able to get tickets via here as well. You know, it's going to be a fantastic event. I know tickets are going fast for this.
They are.
It was going to be two nights. And, you know, let's not be deceitful or anything, but it's down to us, mate.
It is down to me.
And we're going to do it on a Saturday night instead. Me and you.
Yep.
I'll rock the boat.
And if anything like the other night is to go by, it's going to be a cracking evening.
Well, let's not be the judges of that. Let's ask the audience.
You!
Well,
that's one of them anyway.
There's one of them. That was okay. Well, okay, let's, we've got something new. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya.
I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda. And where are you from? Well, come up with you a minute. Come up with you a minute, Linda. So I don't know you. Have I met you before?
I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda. Mike and
Nick.
I didn't even get to say this. And Nick, you're already in there. Jeez. Where's your car, Vicky?
Actually, in Ulverston. I'm like, from here.
5 minutes. Okay.
If you're being. If we're Alex. Yeah.
It's where Anne is. I know her. Oh, Anne makes some nice food. I mean, Anne's plenty of times. Trust me. Makes me lovely. So, what brings you here tonight?
I have a
super
message from Facebook from
the expert. To come and join us because we're doing a live show.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much. It's, you know, it's nice to see people coming out and joining us to be here. So well done.
But I don't know what your computer
is. Well, we might be levitating. Our heads might spin around. Would you like that? Yeah. Ooh. Look at that. Well, why don't you sit there? Maybe one of us can talk to you. How's that? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, you scared him, Nick.
Nothing scared
me. You did. You shook her hand, mate. That was that stuff.
You scared her.
Me?
Yeah.
What, my smile? Like that?
Nothing scared me.
It all feels
like a gargoyle.
A gargoyle?
Gargoyle.
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 What's that in Norwegian?
I don't know.
You don't know?
They won't have them here. They're stone animals that protrude from churches and allow water to fall through. It's a gargoyle. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
No, they just talked them rubbish. Anyway, you got a go, haven't you?
At what?
No, you're going home.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you want to come and say hi to our listeners? Come by here. Cause everybody keeps complaining that the sound is not too good tonight. So I'm going to come right by you. Oh, slow down, Trev, not that close.
Hello, everybody.
Kerry, you're listening.
Hello, Kerry.
Not better.
You
want to talk? Yeah. Say hi.
Hi.
You said that twice now.
Yeah.
Don't tell everybody where you're from.
I come from a place called Lindos.
Lindos. Where's Lindos?
That's about 30 kilometers from here.
Kilometers?
North.
So am I.
Close by a very well-known old refinery.
Oh, we find it.
Yeah, Munga.
Okay. And so, well, I know you've been here all day today.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed the day?
Very much. Very, very much.
I know you let go some emotions today as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Get out, man.
There's no need to laugh. That was bad. You mustn't laugh.
No, I'm just saying it reminds me of how Stella, you feel that emotion.
No, I didn't do emotions.
No, it was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
So what do you, because you've been here not only today, you was here yesterday and you was here the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of experience have you had out of this week so far?
How can I say that?
Well, come a bit closer now, you two. You're scared of me, you, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't believe you. So what kind of a feeling does it give you? Do you feel good?
Yes, I feel more calm.
Okay.
And a lot more safer in this type of work.
Good.
And I got answers on a lot of things.
Yeah.
With good help, of course.
Okay.
So, yes, I feel very relaxed now. I'm very happy.
So, are you coming tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
No, I don't have time.
I don't have time for you, Nick.
Not in the evening.
Maybe.
In the evening.
You've upset me now.
It starts at 7.
Maybe.
So where to are we now? So, do you want to explain to our listeners if we have anybody in Norwegian that's listening, or sorry, in Norway listening?
Mm-hmm.
Listening in Norway,
mm-hmm.
How can they get to this place where we are, and where are we, and what is this place?
It's very easy.
Come a bit closer.
Very easy. It's Narvik.
Okay.
And it's a very big center. You can't avoid it if you come from Bergen or from anywhere else.
Okay. And what is this place?
It's nothing else.
Just a big center. What is this place?
This house here?
Yeah.
This is a center for all kinds of nice beautiful things. You can get lots of different healing modalities. And there's courses, workshops, anything.
And do you sell stuff here?
Yes, you can buy anything from a stone. Healing stone, an angel.
Crystals? I know that we had a message in our chat room earlier on that when we was doing the show over that side of the room before, on Friday,
mm-hmm.
that some messages were sent in about them lovely little things on the windowsill that they could see when Nick, when me and Nick was live on radio. What is on the windowsills?
Angels.
Lovely little angels.
And elves.
And elves. So, them lovely little angels, do you like the angels?
I love them.
You love them. Because I know that you love your crystals, you love everything. Yeah. That gives you so much energy.
Yeah, and you feel supported.
Good.
Somehow.
And do you think that the support you have is from the angels, from spirits?
It just helped me to help me to... Yeah, which is not
easy. Okay, well,
you feel there's something there.
Okay, so you just basically
something
know
good.
That there's something there. You
yeah.
know it's something good. Well, you know, I do like you because you are my friend. Because you're the one who told me about sweetheart and everything else that they had me saying. And I was so innocent. I really was because I was trying my hardest to do that, saying about this. Well, I'm not even going to attempt it again. But it's in English, it says, I have a sweetheart.
I got a good laugh.
What?
Yeah, that's my friend. I wasn't the one who told.
No, but you didn't tell me though, did you?
She did.
Yeah, she did.
She told me.
But she only told me today.
No,
I didn't have your phone number.
Rest, I'll always be your friend. I'll always be your friend. I will.
You better be
that. I will.
Yeah.
I will.
You
but she told me the
you
truth.
You don't want it.
No, let's not be that. So. How long have you been coming back and forth?
For here?
Well, you and the old place, but we'll mention that.
What do you mean by old place?
Yeah, on the road.
The old place, where the old center was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the first time I was in Clara. I came in contact with.
Closer.
In contact with Birsta.
Yeah. That's. Okay, no need to lick my screen, is it? That was going a bit too far.
She licked it, Nick.
Maybe it's clean. I won't lick it. She don't know what he's been doing.
No.
I take this to bed every night.
Oh my god.
Hey, it's all in good jest. I know Elsie wants me to pinch one of them angels. Can you imagine if I pinch one of them? Can you imagine what the customers would have me on the way out? And when I get into Gatwick, they'd have me, wouldn't they? Maybe we can buy Elsie an angel. Elsie, would you like us to buy you an angel? Let us know in the chat room if you want us to buy you an angel. Because, you know... Oh, yeah, Elsie, she lives by you.
She's Swansea.
Yeah. She lives by you. I just seen Elsie where you live. I was thinking, oh, that's nice. It's you. It is you.
It is me, yeah.
You are in my chat room.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I do this one. www.
Yeah, you put www then. I can do it faster than you. Hey, I'm busy.
Am I? Yeah. You haven't picked on me once. Don't know, actually, you have.
I have. I can't help myself, can I? Well, thank you for coming on live on here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
No. Thank you for thank you, Brista. You know, all joking aside, thank you for allowing us to be here. It's been a wonderful few days. It's not over yet, Nick.
It's not over.
We've got another
day and a half.
Day and three quarters.
About that. So we fly home.
It is.
And then you're quite lucky because I've got to put up with you for 4 hours in the car.
Yeah, he's driving.
I'm going to sleep for a week.
I need this.
On the way here, I drove at a reasonable 70 miles per hour. What's that in kilometres per hour?
About 100.
Is it? Is it?
Not UK.
Miles per hour. In the UK, that's legal. On the way home, I'll be going at 90 miles an hour.
Hey, I find a bit of speed, mate.
You're asleep.
I will.
Aww. Yeah.
I will. Well, I think we should go to another commercial break, Nick, and I think we should do some readings. Oh, does that sound good?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Reading. Yeah.
I think that was two claps. Let's try again. Next week, okay, Ken, hit that button and we'll be right back just after this.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. I'm star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop boxes driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna feed a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Zoo's Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Gonna sing those songs that offend the sense. Gonna buy my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private room with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM.
Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yeah, hi, welcome back. Yes, you know, we are looking forward to meeting you live at the very first roadshow right there in Wales, which we are not in Wales, we're in Norway at the moment, so we're flying back. We're going to be there at the roadshow. The date is the 23rd of this month, 23rd of February. Email me, mike@mikespirit.fm for tickets, or go to www.nick-humphreys.com. There is where you can buy tickets. Or you can contact Angela Howells on Facebook. Search Angela Howells. And that's where you'll be able to get more tickets. Or simply, Nick, it's easier thing. Just come on tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
7 p.m. and doors are open, isn't it?
7 p.m.
Actually, there's an all-day psychic fair.
Which is free to get in.
Free to get in. Would you believe that, guys? Free to come into our psychic fair.
Therapies and stalls.
Hot stones.
And after the readings.
Yeah. There's going to be lots going on.
Excuse
me. It must be the angel. It must have been an angel.
Oh,
let's not go there. Anyway, we've got some stuff inside of me, yeah? What was your name again?
Linda.
Oh, I knew that. The listeners.
I'm Linda.
Come a bit closer, Linda. Okay, not that close. Jeez. Kelly is listening. Okay. So, Linda, you've never had a reading before, have you?
No, I haven't.
It's your first time in the centre?
Yeah, no, I have been in some, but not from this one.
Okay. So, it's the first time you come into this centre? When there's mediums, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you know how mediumship works?
No.
Okay. Let me explain to you how we got photos going on everything here. I hope you're not camera shy. Smile. Okay, let me explain to you how a reading works, okay? I, as a medium, and Nick, as a medium as well, we connect to the... What's she doing behind me? We link to the people in the spirit world. Okay? You know, spirit world is where you go past. Okay, when you die, you go home to the spirit world and you live on in this dimension called the spirit world. What we believe we can communicate with. Okay, so do you believe in life after death?
Yes. Okay.
So that's what we communicate with. Okay, we are able to link from that world to this world. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to attempt to do that for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you just confirm for all my listeners who have never seen you before?
Yes, I haven't seen both of them.
And we've never spoken before, except, you know, a little 2 minutes on the radio just now?
No.
And you've not given information of it?
No.
Okay, good. Because I know I have a lady that... I'm not seeing what's going on in the background. I have a lady that communicates here with me from the spirit world that I believe that would link to your mum's side of your family. And please excuse my eyes being closed. You need to speak to me. The link to your mum's side of your family. And I know when this lady was with us, that she makes me aware that she suffered quite greatly within her body before she passes home to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that she was a very caring lady in this life. She's quite a nicely rounded lady in her face, because I know that she shows me her face is quite rounded. I know that she makes me aware that she's a very much, as I said, loving. I want to wrap my arms around you. So I think this could be like grandmother, if I'm honest. Do you understand of the lady? Okay, bless her, because she's come forward. And she says, I need to be here. It's my time to be here. So I know that your grandmother in the spirit world is taking this opportunity to be with you today to show you her love, to show you that she is still living on in that dimension in the spirit world. And she says to me, tell her I love her. Do you understand why your grandmother would say that to you? She was always the kind of person who would always express love with you. Do you understand of this?
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because she's right here with us, okay? And she says to me that it's been difficult for you to understand that you can't communicate with them, okay? She says to me that she wants me to say thank you to you. Would you understand why she would want to thank you tonight?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Then would I be right in saying to you that before she passed home to the spirit world, that you would have helped this lady in some way? You would have either supported her, or you would have done things for her before she passed, is that right?
Yeah.
So now you've understand why she says thank you, didn't you?
Yeah, and when she passed by, I was the one that, like, when she was
gone. So you went there an hour later. No, isn't that perfect? Doesn't that prove to you that she's here with us? Doesn't it prove to you that she knows you? I've never met you before, but okay, but she knows you and she knows everything about you. She says to me, in your life at the moment, you feel a little bit as if you're unsure about things. You feel a little bit, I'm not sure what to do here. You're not sure if there's a situation in your life where you feel a little bit out of place. Do you understand that you feel a little bit out of place? There's a little bit of, what's the right word, a lack of support in your life at the moment, isn't it, right? And, you know, I know that there's been quite a few tears because I want to start crying. I'm not going to because Nick will make fun of me again. But would you understand that there's been tears around you? Like you've been crying a bit lately, is that right?
Yes.
Bless you, because I know that she comes in and she says to me, and she wants you to wipe this, dry up my tears. She wants me to wipe my eyes because she knows that you've been shedding a few tears, okay? She says to me, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Do you understand that? Okay? Because I know that you've kind of lately made a conscious decision. I'm going to do this no matter what. And I put everything behind me. And I'm going to try my best. Do you understand this? She doesn't prove to you that she's there with you. Okay? Isn't that nice to know that she's there?
Yeah.
Okay? I know that I can see you getting upset. I don't want to upset you. It's the last thing I want to do. Okay? But I know that she comes through to show you love, show you encouragement, and to say to you that she watches over you every step of the way. I know that we have got an angel in front of us that Elsie wants me to pin for, which I'm not going to do. But would you understand if I said to you that she is like your angel? You call her your angel now, or spirit world, don't you? Yeah? Perfect. Okay. Nick, do you want to add something in there, mate?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to work to the different side of the family here. Because when I look to you, I see a gentleman standing to your right. And he tells me that he would be grandfather to you, but I don't feel that you would have known him on the earth plane. Because he would have been on father's side. Do you understand this? So his father, right, thank you. He would have gone back quickly to spirit as well, but he just tells me there's some stories about him. Do you understand this?
Grandfather.
It would be grandfather on your father's side of the family.
I can't remember him.
No, he said to me you don't know him, okay? Or you've never really met him. The memory of him for you would not be there. He tells me there's been there are family stories about him, quite funny ones. He tells me as well. Do you understand? So there are stories that make people laugh about him.
No, I haven't.
Okay, maybe there's something you need to ask your family, because there are some stories, good and bad, but funny ones. Okay, but he's also, when he stands next to you, he's actually quite a strong-looking gentleman. Okay, thank you. And he says that he would have passed to spirit doing what he loves best, so his work. He's talking about his work. So he would have passed to spirit doing work. Would you understand this? It might be hard because you don't know him that well, or you don't know that much about him.
No, I can't remember.
Okay, thank you. He's also talking, and when he says this, okay, he's talking quite excitedly about this. He's talking about that the things around you are quite exciting also at the moment. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things going on around you at the moment, and he's getting excited for you, okay? Thank you. He's also just talking about things settling down. So things have been, I think the word is crazy. I would use crazy. What's the Norwegian word for crazy? That's the right word, but he's saying crazy. So things have been crazy around you recently. Do you also understand this? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but he's telling me that things will calm down, but to be excited, because right, it's almost like there have been new things happening around you. Okay? Also, he's telling me that you and others have been working quite hard to make these things happen or to come forward. Do you understand? So you've been, I'm just trying to think of how to say it in a way, unless you want to translate, but where things have been coming forward, or you've been working hard towards a goal, that sort of thing, and now it's starting to actually really take shape. Does that make sense? Okay? So I'm looking at Bertha because I know she can translate, okay? But do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
han sier at, at nå, det har vært ganske køpt, men at nå blir det med
Right, and as he stands there, he's almost putting two thumbs up of appreciation, okay? So it's like you carry on, okay? Because everything is as it should be, okay? Thank you. I'm also being told about your family, okay? Thank you. And he comes around your family a lot as well. So, right, thank you. And he's talking about the children around you, okay? So you have children, okay? And he's talking about the amount of joy that they bring. I know kids bring us joy, okay? But the amount of joy that they bring you, okay? Thank you. But also he tells me that you work very hard with them as well. Right, thank you. Just hang on a second. You talk about one of them is needing a little bit of extra tuition. So like you're having to teach a little bit more with one of them. Do you understand this? Okay, so you sit down, either you read with them or you help with their writing or their numbers and stuff, do you understand it? Mm-hmm. But it's telling me that this is a good thing, okay? Right, thank you. Right, please, I feel when he's talking about a boy, he's talking about a boy with you, do you understand? Okay, so your son, he's talking about, is it right that he can't quite, his writing isn't quite right, he's talking about. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay? He's talking about, I know this because actually me and Mike are both the same here. We're both dyslexic. So do you understand what dyslexic is?
Yeah.
You understand dyslexia?
Yeah.
Okay? And he's talking about that maybe your son is this way because he's not writing correctly, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You understand? Okay, so maybe that needs to be looked at. Okay, I'm not a doctor, I can't diagnose, okay, I don't know if you want to translate as well, but he's talking about dyslexia here with your son, okay, there's lots of joy, when I look to him and he's talking to me, he's talking about a lot of joy around you, right, he would have been quite tall as well, okay, your grandfather, and quite slender, but also he would have had a walking stick, okay, he would have had a walking stick, but quite a smart looking gentleman also. When I look at him, he would have had, I would say before his passing, he would have had a fairly good head of hair. So a reasonable, but more hair than me probably, okay? Hair on my head, okay? So, when I look at him, I don't see that he would have been like grey. I see a man with dark hair, okay, with him. It may have a few flecks of grey, but not overly grey on his head. Okay, but do you want, obviously, say again? Right, thank you. There are photos of him looking this way. Okay, dark hair. I want to say late 50s, early 60s with him. Okay, before he passed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is something you can obviously ask about the family. But please, I'm going to finish here because we've got more callers. Okay, but please get the luck in spirit and know that everything you're doing is just going along as it should be and it's going to be really great. So be happy about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, is that? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. If you allow me to work with you.
Right? Yeah, it has been a pleasure. And, you know, from my point of view as well, you know, it has been a pleasure working with you. And that reason helped you a little bit.
Yeah, because have a
thing just gone. Can you see that again just a little bit closer?
I have a lot of things that's going to happen in my life in a few weeks.
Okay.
So it's good to know that someone's watching.
Perfect. Well, and that's the whole reason why me and Nick do work like this, because, you know, it's always a pleasure to help people, especially if it's your first time. No, guys, and I know that the doctor's been here many times, and you know you've had your first reading. You know, it's such a pleasure to be the first. That sounds bad, doesn't it? It does.
Yeah.
Okay. What I meant to say was, it's such a pleasure to be the first one to give you a reading. But I know you take something from that and realize that, you know, you're not alone in this life. There's people over there watching you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you for allowing us.
And you know, even though that you are live in studio makeshift four, that's a funny one.
Yeah.
Live in studio makeshift four.
In Norway.
You can download this show. You can have a copy of that reading free of charge. If you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, find today's show, download it.
We write it down for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect you to remember that. You know, I can. It is hard work, isn't it? But no, we will write it down for you, and you know, please download it and have a free copy of that reading. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Nick, that was our first one.
And bless her. You know, she walked into the centre about an hour ago. Sat down. We've never met her before.
No.
She's never been to see a medium.
And do you know the worst thing? I haven't had a cup of coffee or a chocolate or a tea at night.
You and your mind.
I know. Oh, are you making me a cup of...
No.
Oh, bless.
No, she can't because you have drinking a whole box of chocolate for 2 days.
I've drunk a whole box of chocolate in two days.
Yeah, I just... Look. I'm getting more left.
Oh, that's where I think you are. And you are, Anne. Thank you very much. She's an angel. I believe in angels. Do you
know
that
song, Nick?
I have it.
No, maybe not. Okay, should we go straight to the phone lines?
Yeah, but are we going to get
people to work with us?
Yeah,
I think so. Let's go to the phone lines and let's pick up a call here. And this is Diane. Hi, Diane, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Diane. Can I ask where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California, and is the weather wonderful there?
Right now the sun's out. As soon as the sun goes down, it drops to like 35. Cold night. It's like desert, really, sort of.
Okay.
Up to 60 in the daytime and 35 at night.
Perfect. Well, we are sat in this lovely center here in Norway because we are on a Norwegian tour. And you know, I must say, Diane, it's a joy to be here. You know, it's so welcoming, isn't it?
I love it here.
You know, it's like it's home. You walk through the doors, and it's like home, Diane. It really is. You know, and if we could only shine this out throughout the world, you would all see exactly what me and Nick is talking about. But Diane, what was the reason that you called in for? Was it a reading you was looking for this evening?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been working today with obviously you've been listening to the show. We've been working today with a lot of we'll say students from Norway, and you know, some quite good ones actually there. And so I think if me and Nick does just a little bit, then maybe we can get some of these students working with us. Is that okay for you?
Okay.
Okay. Actually, a few of them have got their bags ready to run, but no, they can stay there. It really can, because Diane, I know I'm aware of a gentleman here that links to me from the spirit world. This gentleman makes me aware that when he passed over to the spirit world, it was very quick. He passed very suddenly, bless him. He makes me aware that when he passed, he did go peaceful, right? Because he says to me, I was in my sleep. I passed away in my sleep. So, you know, he felt no pain of it. He felt no hurt of it. I just went in my sleep, and it was nice and peaceful, he tells me. Even though that he suffered in his body, Diane, but he passed in his sleep. I know you went very much drawn in his features towards the end of his life there before he passed. Do you understand of who he is?
No.
Okay.
He must be a distant grandfather.
Okay, let me
because
go on.
Because all of them that I knew did not pass in their sleep.
Okay, let me go on with him a bit more, okay?
I had a grandma who did.
Okay, hang on a minute now, Diane. Please don't feed me any information.
Oh.
This is a gentleman, okay? I'm not going to change a man to a woman. This is a gentleman, I believe, that would link to your dad's side of your family. Okay? I believe that your dad comes from quite a large kind of family. Do you understand this?
Well, yes, I know. Dad usually is the one who comes in and lets people go through him.
Okay. See? So, you know, I know that there's a large family. I know that this gentleman comes and he sends me a pass in my sleep. Okay? Now, the reason why he's come, Diane, is because he says to me that in your life at the moment, you feel as if, and without this coming out wrong, but you feel as if conditions, things are like kind of getting on top of you. Do you understand of this?
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you because there's a lot of clicking. You
okay.
said conditions were what?
Yeah, there's either a lot of conditions or there's a lot of things in your life that's kind of been on top of you at the moment. Do you understand that?
Well, yeah. I don't know what's happening. I'm still living on the road. I'm traveling. Wherever I am is home.
Okay, bless. Well, he seems to realize that there's lots of things happening in your life, okay? He says to me here that you're doing of your best, but you feel as if you're banging your head against a brick wall at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay? And he says to me that you're staying positive through it all. You are doing of your best. You're trying so hard. But you will get there, you know? You've got to hang on in there, okay? Because he says to me, you know, that you're so positive, you're so confident in what you're doing. Do you understand this?
Well, sure. I'm a light worker and a healer.
Okay,
I know I'm doing the right thing, but...
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Nick, because he sat right next to me. You know, the stench is not so good, mine, but he is sat next to me. But, yeah, Nick, it's over to you.
You always pick on me.
I know. You'll pick up on a little kind of person.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine. You're really, really breaking up, though. It's like click, click, click.
Okay. Sweetheart, as I listen to you, okay, and I link to the spirit world, I've got a lady that comes before me, okay? Thank you. She would have been quite short, actually, but I think she was quite short for the family, because, would you understand this? This would be mum's side of the family. Do you understand?
Did you say she was short?
She was quite, yeah, I mean, it was maybe an average height then, but I feel she could have been quite short. A little bit short.
My grandma was short. Shorter
right.
than everybody.
Thank you. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, she told me that she was on some medication. Do you understand?
Yeah, most of them were when they got older.
Okay. Right, I want to shut it down so you know which grandmother I'm talking to. Grandmother would have spent time in a chair a lot. Do you understand? It's almost like she was wasting away in a chair. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, in the nursing home before, because she had broken her hip and ended up in the nursing home.
Okay, don't feed the medium, okay? That's for us to do, is to give you the information, okay? But she's telling me that she would have wasted away, she literally did waste the weight in the chair. So she lost a lot of weight before the end of her life here on the earth plane. Right, thank you. But she also tells me that she also had a lot of visitors go to her. Right. But she's talking to me about you also, obviously, that's why she's here. Sweetheart, is it right that you... Okay, she talks to me about healing and caring for people. But she's talking to me about you for this. So this is something that you should do or you are doing. Do you understand?
Well, I didn't hear that last part because of all the clicks.
She's talking to me. She's telling me that you are you're a caring person and that you do healing. She's talking to me about your hands. So you do like healing. You should be doing healing. Do you understand?
Well, I think you said she said I was a caring person and I a healer.
Yes.
Yes.
She's telling me as well that. I think she just said to me that you had a great connection with her also. Just that.
When I was young, I did spend time with her.
Okay. Right, thank you.
And when she couldn't see even who her children were, she could see who I was because she told them I carried a light.
Right, okay, wow. But she also then bring my... would be her husband, basically your grandfather, that would be with her now, okay, in spirit. But she's telling me that you, for some, it's like a miracle type thing, but you kind of helped him. Do you understand this? She's telling me that you helped him. You helped him.
At the very end, yes.
Right, thank you. Right, thank you. And I see what you're saying. She's talking about actually that you helped him. Helped him with his passing over, so you helped the healing process, made it easier for him to pass. Do you understand?
Well, I didn't hear what you said again, but before he died, he kind of wanted to confess the things he hadn't done, and I just told him you don't have to, and I kissed him and said it was all okay. So I kind of, like, probably put him at peace.
Well, that's exactly what she was saying. I mean, you cared for him before his passing, and that's probably what she means. I'm not going to make things fit the reading, but it sounds like that. Because you are generally a very caring person, and she wants you to accept this. Okay, it's something that you can actually give to more people, she's telling me. Because also, she's telling me that actually when you were a child, you used to do this to animals also. Do you understand? Do you take animals in? Do you understand this?
I didn't hear what you said again. Did you say something about animals?
Yeah, she's. I don't know if it's you, but I'm sure it's you, that you used to take animals in. You used to care for animals? Or, do you understand this?
Oh, well, I can talk to animals, or mostly if there's an animal that's sick, it will come to me.
Okay.
That's always happened to me, yes.
Okay. So you need to be doing more of this communication. You need to develop this if you're not doing all at the moment, but the healing. But sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you. Okay? Take love from your grandmother and your grandfather, because we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, because time is ticking by.
We've got the next caller.
Now I can hear you. Now that you're finished, I can hear you better.
It's always the way.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, you know, you can listen back to the show. I mean, you know better than me and Nick, really, you know, how to download it. Simply go to Mike Spirit FM. That's where you can download it. I mean, I do understand in the UK the weather is that bad. And, you know, I believe it's... so that the connection is probably not the best. So as I said, I do apologize. We are in shift studio before. That sounds funny, isn't it? But you know, next week we'll be back in studio one. So Dan, you know, thank you very much for calling in and say love and light to you.
Yes, I will listen and I can probably hear better. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, what's our reason of the Well, that's two wonderful readings we've given now so far. So should we take another call?
Yeah.
Well, why not? It's my show. I can do whatever
you want.
It's Tina. Hi, Tina. Are you there with us? Tina, are you there with us? It's 706.
Hello.
Hi. Can I ask you where you're calling from, Tina?
Georgia.
From Georgia. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was wondering if there's any way you could pick up anybody for me.
Okay, then I'll do my very best for you to make a connection, okay? And we'll see where we go in, okay? Now, the way I work, I'll describe someone to you and we'll see if you understand them. Is that okay?
Okay, it's hard to hear you. You're making a lot of noise. I don't know why.
Well, I can tell you why. We are live in Norway at the moment. We're in the middle of our tour in Norway. And, you know, we are in kind of a makeshift studio, which is okay, it's fine. But
yes, I can
just stay with us.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Okay, that's fine. As you can hear us, I can hear you. That's all that matters right now, isn't it, Tina? Tina, I know I have someone here. I have a gentleman that links you there from the spirit world, first of all. And this gentleman, bless his heart, he comes forward and he says to me that he belongs to you, and particularly within your family, as he belongs to you. He says to me that when he passed home to the spirit world, it was his heart. He had this problem with his heart, and that's what took him home to the spirit world. He says to me that he was a bit of a fighter mind, and he fought right until the last moment until he passed home to the spirit world there. I know he would have been quite a caring man, but if you had something to say, Tina, out he would come, please or offend. Do you understand of a gentleman like this?
Yes, my husband.
Bless him. He says to me, you know, he kind of just, a tear rolls down my eye, as say an husband there, and he said to me, I never meant to leave you. I didn't want to leave you. But it was my time to go. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
And he says to me there that since he's gone, you've done well. He's proud of you. Do you understand that he will be proud of you?
Yes.
Because he says to me, he always encouraged you. He was always the kind of man that would be behind you 100% of the way. He would always encourage you in whatever you've done, whatever you said. And he says to me, even if he didn't agree with it, in front of people, you were always right. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And he says to me, you give him the same support back. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, bless him. Because he, you know, he steps right forward into the vibration. And doesn't just prove to us, you know, we are actually on the other side of the world from each other. We, you know, we are in Norway, you're in Georgia, and it is the other side of the world. And, you know, he just proves his continuation of life there to you as he comes forward through the channel at the moment. And, you know, he says to me that you feel as if you're going around in circles at the moment, Tina, and you feel a little bit lost, a little bit confined, and a little bit restricted. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
And he says to me that you've been trying your best, trying all ways to try and get answers to your questions. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
And he says to me that it's been difficult up until now, and he says until now, softly, you've had an answer to your question, because he says to me, all you ever wanted to know, is he okay? Does that make sense there, Joe?
Yes, it does.
Okay, bless him, because he says to me, well, tell her, I am okay. I'm doing well. The best thing is, he can watch over you every single day. He can watch over you and just oversee everything that's going on in your life. And he says to me about that you have to start doing things for yourself now, okay? Why did he talk to me about your eating habits? Are you not eating properly at the moment, then?
Do what? One more time. I'm sorry.
Are you not eating properly at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because he says to me, you have to start looking after yourself and start eating properly, you know? So he knows about your eating habits, because he says to me about just skipping meals.
Right.
Okay, and he says to me, you've kind of skipped breakfast for a long time, haven't you?
Yes.
He says to me there about, now, I don't know if you're anything like me, Tina. I love my cups of tea. In Norway, I'm drinking hot chocolate, and it's gorgeous. As you've already heard, I've already drunk a jar full of it myself. But would you understand that he loved his drink? I don't mean alcohol drink. I mean like a hot drink. Is that right?
Yes.
And you do as well, Tina. Is that right? Do you enjoy your hot drinks?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So why does he tell me that you pulled his cup out of the cupboard to make a cup just the other day?
I don't know.
Did you not do that? Did you put an extra cup out without realizing?
Yes.
Bless you. Okay. Doesn't that just prove to you that he's there with you? Doesn't that prove that he's around your vibration? He knows exactly what's going on in your life?
Yes.
He says to me, never fear that you're alone because you're not. He's always with you and he always will be with you. Do you understand this,
okay,
Tina?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now as I said, there is that tear that rolls down my eye. And he says to me, it's okay. You have to learn to release it sometimes. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, bless you, because he says to me about learning how to release it, okay? And I know as you release it, that he says to me, it'll be the best thing you've ever done.
Right.
Okay. There's another thought in your mind, Tina, that you want to ask him, which, you know, I would not say live on air, because I'm not disrespectful. I'm not here to embarrass anyone. He says it's okay to do that.
What, to ask a question?
No, no. Yes, obviously
that's
the question, but hang on a minute. You want to know something that I wouldn't
yes.
give you the answer to live on air. It's something about your life personally. And he says to me, yes, it's okay for you to do it.
Okay.
Do you know what he talks about?
The only question I have is, will I get to see him? I mean, like his spirit, like be able to see him.
Most definitely. Okay, he'll show himself to you when the time is right. You'll see him when the time is right. But that question is about something about your life. Is it okay to do what you need to do in your life? Does that make
yes.
sense to you? It's okay
yes.
to do that, you know? Okay, you have his blessing. Because he says to me, all I ever wanted and all I ever want is for you to be happy.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand?
Yes, I do.
bless your heart, Tina, for calling in. I know I want to move on to the next caller there. I'll say thank you very much for calling, and please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurrow at FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in,
thank
Tina.
You. Thank you.
Whew. What do you think of that one, guys? That was a bit emotional, wasn't it? I felt that emotion. In trance. Okay. I don't true. That's true. Yeah. I don't do trance that much. It comes too close to me, trance.
Yeah.
Or was you transfixed by me? Okay.
What did you
mean? It wasn't me, open. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, because I know that Nick has gone to the loo. Ha, would you believe that he's gone to the toilet? And I do have Lorraine there. I think it's Lorraine 786. Lorraine, are you there with us? Hello,
did
Lorraine? Yes.
Did you say 786?
Yes, that's you. Hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Did I get your name right, or did I get it completely wrong?
It's Laurie. You're close.
Yeah, I got it completely wrong. It's my medium head on me that I can't read. That's my issue, I think. Laurie, can I ask you where you're calling from there, sweetheart?
Yes, calling from Florida.
Florida. You know, it was near just a few months ago. I was right there in Florida, in West Palm Beach.
Oh, nice, nice.
When I dive tour there in Florida. You know, it's not a long way that me and Nick... Kerry and Helen will be in New Hampshire in America in June. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be interesting. But anyway, what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm hoping to connect with someone.
Please don't tell me who. Please don't tell me who. Cause, you know,
I invite them in.
Okay, well, I love it when I particularly connect with people that you want. So please don't tell me who. Let me just make a link to the spirit world and see where we're going.
And I have a question for him when he comes in.
Okay. Okay, I do feel a gentleman that's very close here to me, okay? Very strong in his character. He's very big and proud kind of a man when he was you with us, because I know that my face feels as if it's expanding, so I know that it's quite a well-built gentleman, quite rounded in his features there. I know that, as I said, he's very strong. He's very forceful, but I don't mean that to be rude, because he's not rude with it. He's like, I'll do what I need to do. I'll say what I need to say, and if you don't like it, it's your problem, okay? Because he would have spoke his mind when he was here with us. I know that he makes me aware that he's like, he's so close to you, he wants me to wrap my arms around you. And that tells me it's either like husband, it's dad, it's something that close there to you in the spirit world. Then it's a love bond, because he wraps his arms around me. So do you understand that this would be someone that's a love bond with you in the spirit world?
Yes.
And it would be like either a husband or a dad?
I'm not sure which one and who it could be right now.
Okay, then let me work with him and see what comes out from him there, because he's quite round in his features. He's quite big of his build. He makes me aware that his breathing was very much labored before he passes on to the spirit world, because he makes me... I want to gasp, okay, because then that's the way he comes forward there with me, Laurie, as he makes a link here with us. Okay, does that clear it up for you?
Okay. It kind of narrows it down. I wasn't with everybody that passed, and I have a lot over there on the other side, so.
Okay, bless you. Now, I know that as he comes forward, he says to me there that he's been in your life, he's been around your vibration, he knows what's going on. Would I be right in saying there to you that as he connects with you, you know, I feel, again, you know, as if I want to be bunged up here, like as if I've got not so much a cold, but this man would have been restricted in what he could and couldn't do before he passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
What did you say about what he could and couldn't do?
That he was restricted before he passed on to the spirit world.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. See, and that's the one you want to come through, isn't it?
Well, there are two, yes, and there are two that were like that, but the one that I want to reach was completely restricted, just about.
Okay. Now I know. See, as he makes a link here to me, okay, that he says to me that he's been in your life, as I've already said. Okay, he says to me that you know, there's more than one question on your mind, isn't there?
Yeah.
See, if we had time, we would have a long list of them. Is that right?
Yeah, there's just one that's more important than any other.
And does that question have the word love in the middle of it?
I'm sorry, what?
Does that question have the word love in the middle of that question?
Well, it involves love as the topic.
I know. Okay, because he says to me, I love you. I always will. I always did. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What's that question you want to ask me?
When will I hear from his brother? Will he call me anytime soon, or am I going to bump into him, or am I going to have to drag his brother by the head and go after
you know,
him myself to talk to him?
His brother is very stubborn, is that right?
What was the question?
I said his brother is very stubborn.
Yes.
Yes. Because I want to say to you, maybe the latter one, maybe you'd have to drag his brother, kicking and screaming. Because he says to me, he is very stubborn. And he'd only do
Who will have to do it, kicking and screaming?
His brother, you will have to drag his brother, kicking and screaming, is the answer to your question. Okay?
So I'll have to drive him?
No. Not drive him, drag him. Okay, you want his brother to come to you, yeah?
Yes.
You'll
I
have
don't
to
know if he'll do that.
You'll have to go to him.
Okay.
Like kind of twist his arm. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, yeah, it does. He's I know he's taking his brother's loss for it. So I didn't want to push, and I thought I'll just let him come to me when he's ready.
You know, they say time is the greatest healer of all, and I know I'm a great believer of that myself. But certainly I want to say with this man's brother, you know, he needs to be shown that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And he wants you to do that, Laurie, right now. Show him that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Do you understand this?
He needs me to show him what?
That there is light at the end of the tunnel. This is not the end. Okay, can you do
okay.
that for me? Tell it,
okay.
Tell
yeah.
It, but it's not the
I
end.
I don't know how exactly to do that, because of his situation.
Well, you know, I always remember I was told something similar, and an opportunity did arise, and it will arise. The opportunity will be given. The spirit world don't just come and just give us random stuff to say without creating an opportunity. The opportunity will be created there, if you Laurie. And when it does, will you please pass that bit on to his brother?
Okay, I can send him an email. I did send him an email recently to kind of give him support and encouragement. And I thought that might help prompt him to call me.
Perfect. Well, send him another email, okay, because he says to me, you need to let him know that he's fine and well. And he says to me, I love you.
Okay, need to let him know that what?
He needs to let you know, Laurie, you. I love you. Okay,
aww.
Do you understand that he wants me to say that to you? I love you.
That's sweet, yeah.
Okay. Take his love, Laurie.
I didn't know him very well in this life.
That's okay. You know, he certainly loves you from the next life, okay? Because he says to me that, I love you. I know I have to move on, Laurie, because I've got lots of people online. I've got
a few people
that I should play. And I say thank you very much for calling. And you have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Day for you. Bless you. Thank you. Bye
thank
now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, well, I seem to have been deserted. It's just me in the makeshift studio four here. So let's go straight back to the phone line. Let's do what we do best. And Rebecca 919, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for there?
I was just wondering, you know, for any messages from the other side.
Okay. Well, I can certainly try my best if you, Rebecca, because, you know, I always say and always will say that, you know, I can't guarantee anything. You know, the job of a medium is very difficult sometimes because we cannot guarantee any communication. What I can guarantee you is I'll do my best for you, okay? Rebecca, I know I have somebody here that connects. I believe it's someone that links to your mum's side. I believe this is a lady that links to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. She makes me feel all warm, comfortable as she wraps her arms around me, which tells me it's like mum, grandmum. So I know that I've got a lady in the spirit world there that makes me aware that when she passed, she was in the hospital because there's machines that start to beep in the background there. So I know that there's a hospital passing there with her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She makes me aware that it was difficult to move around. I don't know, bless her heart, if she passed with a stroke or something, but I know that I can't lift my arms up. I feel it, you know, my body is like a lump of lead, if I'm honest with you. I can't lift myself up. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and this is your grandmum, is it?
Pardon?
This is your grandma?
Yes, my grandma. And by the way, she was not happy to pass. She was really scared and fighting it.
Okay, bless her heart, because she called me and she said, just tell her I'm a grandma and I come from the spirit world because I wanted to know I'm fine and well. Okay, so as you said quite rightfully there, that she wasn't happy to pass, but she's happy to make a communication here today, okay? She's happy to let you know that she lived on in the spirit world, in that dimension what we believe to be life after death. I know that she comes through with an abundance of love with you, lots of love, because she would have taken care of you, Rebecca, in some way in this life. Is that right?
Yes.
And she says to me that she does do just that. She wants to take care of you. She says to me, my God, you've had some bad times in your life, but Bill Boy, you've hit a bad time right now. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, because in some way I feel as if, I don't mean this to come out wrong, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel as if my heart has been ripped out to you. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And, you know, and for what? I need to get mad with you. I'm not going to get mad with you, Rebecca and Rilo, but would you understand for what? Why now? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I don't think she really cared for the situation much with the gentleman.
Okay. Bless, because I know that she comes forward, okay, and she wants to be around you. She wants to be around your life, okay, and I just need to say that to you that she's there because she understands that there's support that's needed in your life. She understands that that you need that help, you need that comfort, you need that peace, and she's not going to leave you. Do you understand that, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because she says to me, as you feel your heart's been ripped out in 1 second, oh my God, it's been filled full of love in the other second. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's the old saying of what's taken from the right hand is given to you back in the left hand. And I know that as the spirit world communicates with you, they are just filling you full of love, joy, and upliftment, because that's what I need to give in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Bless you, Rebecca. You know, Rebecca, I'm going to move on there, okay? So I know that the spirit world have come to say exactly what they've said to you, okay? Please remember, download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Nick Humphries back with us. Hiya, Nick.
Hi, mate. Sorry about that.
You know, it feels like I'm doing a marathon, but yeah?
No, but I mean, you know, sometimes there are needs and there are musts, and somebody needed to have comfort.
You know, isn't that wonderful that we can do that? You know, I'm going to have to get Skype caller.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the Skype caller. Hi, Skype caller, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Mike.
Hi, can I ask you your name, please?
My name is Anna.
Anna. Hiya, Anna. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
New York City.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I do believe that's not that far from New Hampshire, is it?
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe your geography is as bad as mine.
I think it's very far away. How about that?
Well, it's not as far as the UK, is it? From New York or anywhere else.
Right.
You know, because me and the wonderful Nick Humphries will be traveling with our partners, actually, with Alan Humphries and Kelly Carr, will be coming to New Hampshire with us.
Okay.
In June, Nick, isn't it?
June, yeah.
June, you know, it's before we come back here to Norway in April. Bruchta, are you looking forward to that visit?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that. I can't wait.
No, it's going to be the road show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have such fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have such fun. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I like someone, and I feel very like I'm learning, but I don't know what's going on with him. His name is James, and he's just acting busy. I don't know.
Okay. You know, right here at Mike'sBird FM, we are mediums on this show, okay? And, you know, as mediums, we connect to the spirit world, okay?
Yes, I know.
And we're not just going to dive in and say, you know, this man is the right man or the wrong man, because that's not what we do, okay? What we do is build a communication and really ask the spirit of what they have to say. So if it's okay, we can do that for you and see where
yes,
it goes.
Yes, please do. That's why I called in. Please do. Thank you.
Okay, bless your heart, because I know that, see, Nick, do you want to start with this? Or do you want me to finish off my marathon?
Yeah, you can go ahead, Mike. You can go ahead. I think I've never had a reading from you.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay, well, I will carry on, even though I need to but I will carry on. Nick is killing himself laughing because that's where he's been.
he will take over the marathon after.
You know, it is called the Mike Davis Psychic Meeting, so maybe just catch him out. You never know. I wouldn't do that. You know, we love each other, really, like brothers, don't we, Nick?
Yeah, we beat each other up all the time.
We do. You know, you could imagine the journey up here to Norway, and particularly the plane ride. It was so funny.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
You know, he keeps sleeping on me all the time. He really does. He slept yesterday when I was
You can up. Connect to him from the spirit world and wake him up, don't you know?
Well, no, because someone came in when he was sleeping yesterday, and he still didn't wake up, and he was playing with his ear, and he was still...
Oh, that's a problem. I think you need a reading from me.
Well, Nick, you may
Let
need
me
a
see
reading.
What I can do so, for you.
Well, why don't you give me a reading while I might go to the
Let me
voice.
Give Nick a big slap, and then he'll wake up very fast, and then you won't have any more problems, and you'll be completely in charge.
Let's give him a really the best to do that. Can I do it again?
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'll visit the loo, and you can give Nick maybe a little bit of a reading yourself. How was that?
Oh, I can read, didn't you? Can you do that for me?
Huh?
You're going to give me a reading?
Oh, yeah. I was going to give you a reading. Sorry.
I'll go to the toilet.
You will be traveling to New Hampshire pretty soon. Christina, you're going with Nick, unfortunately. But you guys will be very strong, powerful presence. And don't frighten people. You have to be still from your heart. You cannot just be these two super beings that are downloading information from the stars. You still have to use your heart and make a connection with these people. Otherwise, they get scared.
Well, you know, we do like to be scary, but, you know, that's one thing we always do. You know, we do connect from our hearts. We really do, you know. And that thing is like nothing makes us feel better when we connect with the spirit world and give the evidence that there's life after death. And that's what we're all about.
Hey, you don't like my reading, huh?
No, I'm not saying I don't like it. No, actually, it's just quite touching. You know, it's really nice that you called in and you want to give us a reading.
I'm just
But anyway, let's show you about this gentleman, because you know, that's the reason you called in, but not give us a reading, even though it's really nice, because we don't get them, Nick, do we?
No.
Okay. Let me link to the spirit world, and as I do, there's a lady that communicates through this, and she's quite a short lady, bless her heart. before she passes on to the spirit world. She's a lady of the field that would have been, as I said, quite short, maybe around the 5 foot 2, I don't know what that is, a meter, about 5 foot 2 before she passes on to the spirit world. She would be, she told me, I'm 78, dear, I'm 78. So would you understand of a lady, I believe that connects to your mum's side of the family, that's 78. She's quite short of her height, okay. I believe that she had lots of love inside of her to give. She would have been a very much down-to-earth kind of lady. She does tell me that she spent the latter part of her life visiting, and she does say it was visiting the hospital. Do you understand that, Anne?
Maybe that's my grandmother. I think she was 68.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now, she makes a connection anyway. She says to me, God, girl, you should know better than anyone else. Do you understand why she would say that, particularly about this guy and about this mother?
Okay.
Okay? You should know better than anyone else, okay? And I'm being told, you know, if there's love there, okay, and maybe, you know, well, that's not all there, but, you know, when there's love there, there's no hold back. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
And at the moment, you feel like, well, you know, there's so much holding back, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, at the moment, I felt a little sad.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be blunt, and I don't mean to be rude to you, I really don't, but, you know, I have to give it the way it comes through, because, you know, as you work with the spirit world, you kind of know it just has to, you've got to say of what you feel, and what you hear, and what you see, and I know I've got to see that you, you know, maybe it's time to, you've been thinking of asking the question, yes or no, to him. Is that right? Are you interested, yes or no?
Yeah, I asked him already. He said that he liked me a lot, and that Sorry?
But there's still no commitment.
Yeah, no commitment. He said that he likes me, but that he was involved in, and busy, not involved, but busy, and that he would want to have a coffee with me sometime, but I haven't heard back after last week, and yesterday I saw him where he works, and it was nice. We talked a little bit, but I don't hear back from him today, or there's nothing.
You know, my advice, not as a medium, but as a person, I would say to you, you know, if you've done the chasing, then step back and let him do the chasing, Anne.
Yeah, I deleted his number. I don't chase him anymore. I haven't called him back. He doesn't even know if I like him or not at this point. The only thing is that I went to the same cafe as my girlfriend, with my girlfriend where he works, and you know, it was a bit awkward in the beginning because I hadn't heard back from him, and then we just talked, and it was funny. It was fun, and then waved bye-bye, and that was it yesterday.
You know, Anna, what you just said to me, you just answered your own question, bless you.
What was it?
Your question was about, does he feel anything? Is there anything in there? And I'm saying to you, you just answered your question. You know, you just went by and that's it. You have nothing back. If he's interested, he'll come for you, Anne, instead of you chasing him.
Yeah. I'm not going to go back to that cafe anymore. I'm not comfortable.
Okay. Well, you know that your grandma in the spirit world is around you. She'll take care of you, Anne. She'll do her very best, you know. But, you know, I wouldn't hold out for this man. Obviously, and I'm not saying he's not a special man. Obviously, he is. But maybe not that special to you, okay? And I'm going to move on, because as I say, I'm in the middle of a marathon here.
But I have one more question.
Okay, quickly.
Because I want a real answer, because I want to stay in the United States. Do you see that happening? Do you see me getting a green card in the very near future, or do you see something else? I don't want to move back.
You know, as I ask that question, I want to stay in the United States. My head is shaking back and forth to say no. You know, if you want to stay there, you have to change something. You have to, like, either get a new job or you have to change something in your life to get a green card. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, then, you know, again, you've answered your own question, because you need to do something drastic to stay where you want to be. So then do that drastic thing. Change your job. Change your life. Do what you need to do to make it right for you. Do you understand of it?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, bless you, and I wish you all the best. And I say thank you very much for calling. Please remember, download a copy of the reading from the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Well, Nick, I've been in the middle of a marathon. We have got two songs to play, so I'm going to ask my wonderful producer, Ken, to play them songs back to back, and we'll be right back just after this.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Thank you.
Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You know, I am looking forward to meeting you there. I really am. And Pam, no, I'm not going to sing a song. Kelly's had me singing to her for the last few months, and you know, even though I won the contest, it is like deep. I was just singing just
yeah.
now, Bertha, wasn't
yeah,
I? To the power
yeah.
of love. Because I know that's what was dedicated to me.
Yeah.
Right,
and Kelly. I am just trying to put that picture.
Were you singing?
Yeah. And I was trying to put that in on Facebook.
You know, Pam, I was up on my feet and I was singing it. And I was envisioning Kelly in front of me. My arms were up wide. You know, because I have been out the front. It's minus 11 up there again, I think. And I've been out the front. Well, Bertha, when you put that on my Facebook.
Yeah, I will.
And people can see how I was stood out the front in minus 11 degrees. I'm not going to see what I'm wearing.
I will.
But that's what I was wearing outside, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Nick thinks I'm crazy, isn't it, Nick?
You're mad.
Yeah. I agree with Nick because you are mad. Because it is cold and you should put more
clothes
on you.
But hey, it's light, isn't it?
You know, you are a warm person.
I am. I've got such
a
big heart, haven't I?
Warm heart.
I am. Thank you, Bertha. I knew. You know, this is the last show that we're going to do whilst we're here in Norway. So why don't you come a little bit closer, come around here, and let's have a little chat. Try to get you around, because, you know, I know that, you know, it's been, again, this is not the first time I've been in Norway, it's my second visit, isn't it?
It is.
And I must say, it's been an absolute pleasure to be in your company yet again.
Oh.
I'm not going to make you cry now. I mean,
no.
But it's been an absolute pleasure. Not the first time, the second time. The two of them has just been amazing, each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, it's been a big honor to bring Nick out. It really has. I mean, he's such a fantastic fellow colleague of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But not just a colleague, but a good friend, Nick. You know, we do laugh and joke. We do have fun.
We do.
It's all in good jest.
It is.
And I know that, you know, it's been an amazing journey coming here. You know, we've got some wonderful people around us, you know. Can't take nothing away from her. Anne, you've been absolutely fantastic. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the two of you.
Well, we want to thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No, we want to thank you dearly from the bottom of our hearts. You know, you've made not just the first trip, but the second trip just as exciting. You know, it's been a pleasure to say, Nick, these are my friends in Norway.
Yeah.
You know, not just colleagues, because, you know, you're my friends.
They're not colleagues, they're friends.
And, you know, it's been an amazing second trip. It's not over yet. Not far over, but it's not over yet.
You know, it's amazing for us, too.
Well, we are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
We come back in April.
Yeah.
We're fetching our ladies.
Our ladies, yeah.
The ladies will be with us.
Yeah, that are really, really looking forward to meet them.
Well, you know, it's we come up here for the roadshow,
yeah.
Just like we got on the 23rd of February,
yeah.
When we get back to the UK. Me and Nick is going to be doing the roadshow there.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be lots of fairs. There's going to be lots of crystals, lots of healing, lots of therapies, lots of stone, hot stone therapies. And the list is endless. There's bookstores. Gosh, I can't think of them all. I really can't.
Oh.
It's going to be amazing. And then, you know, we're going to do an evening of demonstration with me and Nick. I can't think of anybody else better, Nick, to work with than you. I really can't.
Likewise.
You know, and I mean that.
Yeah, no,
you know,
thank you.
You had a demonstration on Friday. It was so amazing. So
well,
wonderful.
Well, let's think about Friday. Like, because, you know, we do get lost in our work, don't we?
You know,
and, you know, Bertha, we can lay a little secret here. The plan was, right, that I do a half hour, Nick does half hour, then Nick does the next half hour, then I finish off the last half hour. And how it ended up was, I done the first hour, and then Nick done the second hour because I got lost in my work. And you know, the communication flew lovely. And, you know, what's important is the people of Norway are just wonderful. You know, I can't speak Norwegian. I mean, you know, my arse is weak or whatever I said, you know.
It is.
so I can't speak Norwegian. But, you know, in all fairness to everyone here, you know, you've tried your best to speak English. You've spoken wonderful English to us. We've understood everything you said, haven't we?
Yeah.
And, you know, I just only wish that one day we could be as clever as you. You know, to speak bilingual, I can't even say it.
Bilingual
language for you guys, you know.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be good?
Yeah,
I did try it last night with Hakdu Manan.
Yeah.
I did try and read that. Remember that advert I had to read it last night?
Yeah, that's true.
that was quite funny. You did it, Nick.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Remember that your son is buying a new car today, and I can't wait to go and see it.
Yeah.
but I tried to read the advert, and it was so bad. Even Grimmy, your son, was laughing like you wouldn't believe, because, you know, it was so funny. It was,
I think it's a new language, actually. I kind of like it.
I do.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to be doing tomorrow? We're going to be doing a demonstration of my mediumship and Nick's trance mediumship. It's going to be fun. It's 3 hours of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be, when we come back, we're going to have a roadshow.
Yeah.
We're only going to be here for a long weekend, okay, which is going to be demonstrations. Where two of the demonstrations are going to be taking place, Bertha?
In Bergen.
In Bergen.
Yeah.
So if people want to book tickets, how can they get them?
They can get it with me, if
so,
they want.
So they go to Facebook?
Yes.
And they type in?
Oh, you have to read there in English. You know my
well,
English.
I tell you what, why didn't Nick Humphries put it in the chat room?
Can you
Bertha?
Yeah.
Okay, Bertha. In the Nick, I try to I copy and paste it. That's exactly what I do, because if you know, I don't know which one is that one.
You know that I'm speaking American English, so I'm so sorry.
No,
if you try to learn me, not to speak all this words.
Well,
say
some
all
of the words
are
quite
bad. Just cut out them, and I will. I will. Listen
some
to
of
you. I'm learning every day.
You are.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for putting that in there. So if we have got some people, actually, some people want to travel to Norway.
Yeah.
You know, I know people who are willing to travel to
mm-hmm.
come and see me and
mm-hmm.
Nick work.
And it's in the UK, it's only 2 hours flight.
Yeah.
It's not that far,
no.
And it's not expensive.
It's longer
it's
way
cheaper,
to drive. It's longer way to drive from the airport to my house.
It
so.
Is, yeah. The drive
is
longer.
The driver, yeah.
Right, you know, listen, guys, we are running out of time very rapidly. We really are. We've got literally 2 minutes of air time left.
Okay.
You know, it's again, from the bottom of my heart, I know I can speak to Nick before he jumped in there. no, honestly, guys, thank you.
Thank you, Val.
I love being here.
I think we have friends for life.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more like extended family.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
You know, it is. Because you welcomed us into your home and into your family. And you know, I felt, you know, Nick, when I come out on my own, it's a bit daunting for some of you, because you just come back from India.
And and that was very daunting.
Daunting,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I got to Brother's house, and you know, the first thing I felt was welcome.
Yeah.
Not just of you, but of your boys as well. You know, and it's so nice. I remember meeting Grimmy for the first time. You know, I went out for a sneaky cigarette at the back, fixing his car.
Yeah.
And you know, the first thing he did was put his spanners down. Nick, believe this, he put his spanners down. He wiped his oily hands on his jeans, and he said, "Hi, my name is Grimmy. I cannot speak good English, but welcome." That meant more to me than anything.
That's amazing,
you know?
Man.
That sounds my son,
yeah.
Like
absolutely
my son.
Perfect. Håkon, no, he's another story. I love riding Håkon. He is the youngest, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the youngest.
He's the youngest. Yeah. I love Håkon. He's so funny. But guys, I know our time is up. Everyone in the chat room, you know, if you do get Bertha on Facebook, her link is there.
I would love to tell
She is a friend for life. add me to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, or Nick Humphries even. But you have Anne. Anne, do you want to give us your Facebook name?
Yeah, it's the same name.
Yep. So what is that?
Nick.
Okay, yeah, but what is it? Can you see a light on here now? You can't think. Oh, never mind. She's cooking all day, bless her.
Ann-Karin Bachterus.
Okay, did you get that? I didn't say again.
Ann-Karin Bachterus.
We'll put a link in
the chat. Okay, we'll put a link in the chat room, guys. Guys, listen, it's been absolutely amazing for me, from Nick, from Anne, from Bertha. I want to say thank you. Night, good day, wherever you are.
Good night.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.